I'm a chicken. Welcome, fight fans, to What's on Fight, the Thanksgiving special. I am Finn Fish, and my co-host for What's on Fight is none other than Mr. Fourth Row. What's up, Mr. Fourth Row?
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Yes, our very special Thanksgiving episode. Over the hill and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. How are you doing, Ben?
I'm doing fantastic here. So that's gonna be we're gonna be having a lot of food talk on this show, given it is Thanksgiving. And Mr. Forfro, you got any special things you do for Thanksgiving? Any?
Just a few things I do. This year, I'm going to start a tradition. I'm going to do the 5K local turkey trot in my area. So I'm going to do that with a couple friends. And so that's going to be kind of my fun thing to do from now to whenever. So burn off those Thanksgiving calories before the meal, I guess. Other than that, do the dinner thing with family, and that's just the traditional basic stuff. What about you? What do you do?
I like to be a loner. I'm not big on waiting to eat. I like to eat when I want to eat. So I usually go to my friends and family's houses when I know the food is already done, because I like to be at home watching football. So, listening to things, watching football, and I don't care for people's interaction or my family's or friends' interactions for the holidays, because I live in Las Vegas. The party doesn't start till nighttime. You're not eating Thanksgiving at 6 o'clock, and then you want to go out and go clubbing or go somewhere else. It's, you're done for the night at that point. So I like to start late so I can end later in the night.
Well, that's pretty interesting, because usually my family, we get together for Thanksgiving dinner usually about 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So we actually start fairly early and usually end up pretty late. We usually eat and then socialize, play some games, maybe play some. I don't know if you ever heard of a dominoes game we just got into a couple years ago called Mexican Train. It's pretty fun. It's kind of like if you've played dominoes, just a variation of a dominoes game. And then we just stay pretty late doing that, and then do dessert and, eat more and just kind of hang out. One cool thing you just mentioned about football, too, one thing I like recently is that them having that nighttime football game, too, yes. Instead of just the the day game and the afternoon game. So, yeah, I like that. That's kind of cool. We usually have that on in the background and just kind of eye the TV every once in a while. So that's always kind of fun.
And speaking of dominoes, I am an excellent domino player, the traditional way. Very good. Even got my own domino named after me. I grabbed it so many times, I dubbed it Tuna Jr., which is the 3-2 domino, which sucks because I told my dad this, and he thinks he's better than me. Well, he is better than me, but that's all he plays. He plays the 3-2, and I have to throw it at him. I gently slide it to him because he knows that's he doesn't believe it either. It's always in my hand, that 3-2. So that's all he plays. He plays to block that number and he wins. So that's my curse that I dubbed my own domino, and he took advantage of it, and that's the only way he beats me. If I don't have it, it's more of a competitive match, but when I do have it, he knows it. He blocks it and he stops it.
Oh, awesome. That's cool.
But what are we going to review today?
We are going to review. We were trying to do a little bit of a Thanksgiving-themed episode, so we are going to review the Southern Fried Championship Wrestling match. This episode, I think, is called More Bang for Your Buck.
I didn't know what the episode was called, but once I finally got the scene we were looking for, Thanksgiving shows, like you were saying, and I guess this is the closest we're going to get some Southern Fried Championship Wrestling. That's the way I would say it.
Yeah, exactly.
funny name for a promotion, but it's starting out. I don't know anything about this promotion.
Yeah, dude, I don't either. This was definitely a budget promotion. is the nice PC way to tell everybody about their look and their setup and everything like that. What did you think about the way things looked?
Oh man, the name was what grabbed me. The rest of the show, I don't know their intentions. I don't know what they were thinking. It was low budget in a lot of regards. Well, I think they only had one camera angle, which was not on focus for anything.
Oh yeah, no.
But they had a cool name.
Yeah, that was probably the best thing about the promotion. Looking at the crowd, for example, I think there was one guy in the back corner that fell asleep. Did you happen to catch that guy on the back bleachers? It was just, he had his head up, so it looked like he was sleeping.
Oh my gosh. And then these guys, oh man, I'd rather talk about more food than this show. It wasn't as worse as the Best in the West we did a few weeks ago. But this is bad though.
Well, speaking of food, I think this wherever they had set this up looked like possibly maybe was a school gym or a school cafeteria, because they had like back by the entranceway where they just basically looks like they put a spring-loaded curtain rod into an entryway and just hung up a curtain. That maybe that might have been the kitchen or the where they had the dishwashing. So speaking of food,
but we still haven't gotten to hit our basketball hoops, which it seems I don't know how we're avoiding these things. Every time we watch wrestling, we see basketball hoops on these generic promotions, but so far no hoops.
So far no hoops. Yeah, just maybe. Just food, concession stands, and all things snack bars and things like that. But no basketball hoops. You're right.
I wonder if they had any Southern Fried Chicken over there.
Very, very possibly. We might have to ask the food lady if they back there in the back corner if they did or not.
Maybe I can grab an interview with her. But you want to get into this episode? It's only one match we got to get through. So
we only have one match. Yeah, you know, if you can't tell, they're just trying to stall a little bit here or not. But it was a very interesting start to this episode. We had the ring announcer Rick Richards look like he was totally lost. He didn't know which match he was calling. I thought that was just hilarious. And then he finally found the lineup printout in his pocket. Fine. I think he checked every single pocket he had before he actually found it and figured out what he was calling. It was crazy. And first of all, I had thought that the announcer's name was... This is more bang for your buck ring announcer Rick Richards, because that's showed up on the graphic right before it said ring announcer. And then later on in the episode, that more bang for your buck showed up right before the wrestler's name as well. But I first thought that was this guy, the announcer's name. And I'm like, well, he's got a long enough name. The name is almost longer than this episode.
Yeah, it was funny. He was fooling around in his pants, or you know, digging in his coat. I'm like, what is he doing? And then eventually he gets to the paper. I'm like, oh, he has to make the announcements. This is as if he doesn't know who these guys are or anything of that nature. So that was that's pretty comical. Like you said, I thought that was very funny. But what I also thought was funny is that I didn't hear the commentators.
Yeah, it was very, very, very weird.
So I guess they took Thanksgiving off. They're at the concession stands getting some fried chicken.
some Southern fried chicken.
Southern fried chicken.
Southern fried championship chicken, maybe.
Because there was no commentators here.
No commentators.
They didn't even announce it. It was just a camera, which was kept unfocusing and focusing on the wrestlers as they were to move around.
Yeah, they had looks like they had the camera on a tripod, and then so they would pan all the way left to catch the wrestlers coming out of the entrance, and then pan all the way back when they got to the ring, instead of like having at least a two camera set up, and then the darn camera just would not focus 80% of the time.
I don't know if this was really a joke, or I don't know what this was, but then the announcers, they announced the participants in this match, and I couldn't swear what this guy's name was.
Velvet Jones?
I was like, Valet Jones? What? Valet Jones? What's his name? Valiant Jones. I'm like, oh, okay. And then he possibly might get on my worst name list right here. It was Cameron Cade.
Cameron Cade with his valet Brooklyn Page.
Cameron Cade.
Yeah.
Cameron with a K. Cade with a K. Cameron Cade and Brooklyn Page. This match, it was a pretty decent match.
And then the referee had a good name, too.
Oh, that's why I thought this was a joke, yes. This is why I thought
Kiwi. The crowd was giving the referee heat because of his name. I was like, oh, my God, this is awesome. What is going on with this episode?
You got food in the ring. You got the championship is named after food. Or the name of the promotion is named after food.
Yeah.
We got concessions in the back. They're trying to sucker us in and buying some food, I believe.
Yes.
I'm hungry now for Thanksgiving. And watching this show and recapping it again, I'm even hungrier, so that helps.
Exactly.
But, yeah, they had only... this episode was only, 12 minutes long, so... if you really just want to catch something real quick to laugh, or your family's boring the hell out of you, it's easy to do on the Fight app. You can watch it on your cell phone or any mobile device.
Right. So. And if you're at your relatives and if they got a smart TV or a Roku box, get on their Wi-Fi and then stream it over to their TVs. See if you can annoy the rest of your family.
Yeah. See if they want some kiwi.
Some kiwi from Pee Wee, served by Pee Wee or the lunch lady.
Yeah, but we get like a very good match. I really like the ending to this match. It ended with a sunset flip power bomb into a seated position super kick by KK. Cameron Cade, yeah. And he gets the win. Like I said, nothing to it. Just, the only thing we had to go by was a Southern Fried Championship Wrestling name. but I did like this show. I liked it. It was short. Something simple in between or waiting on something. I seen a few more episodes. I think they're a little bit longer than this. But the same premise. No commentators. Same auditorium they're wrestling in or wherever they're wrestling at. But it's short, so for the name alone, because everything else was garbage, just for the name alone, I'm going to give him a very high score, as in a 6. How do you view this episode?
I'm going to give him right in the middle of the road, a 5, for all the little bit of issues and the fun we've been making of this episode. The actual wrestling was good.
Yeah.
When they actually got into the ring, just all the little the little details, the minor stuff, you know, in the entertainment world, sometimes content is king. So the content, which in all, everything that we do, the common denominator is the wrestling. So how's the wrestling? You know, that's the hardest thing to do sometimes to get right, you know, because you have to put a lot of effort, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, years of effort into doing that. So everything else, when it comes to the dressing of the environment and all that stuff like that, that's easy fix, especially if you're, maybe even if you're on a budget, you can always find simple workarounds and simple ways to correct all that stuff. So, like I said, I'm just going to give them right down the middle, just a simple five for me.
Okay, and then do you know where we're going to be watching next week, since we had just thrown in our Thanksgiving Day special?
Special Thanksgiving episode, yes. We are going to watch Big West Wrestling episodes 1, 2, and 3. They all are real short episodes, about 15 minutes apiece. So we could probably breeze through all of them, because that's all it looks like that they do have for this particular promotion. So I figured we just would just blow it out, the entire promotion, in just one fell swoop.
Okay. You got anything, any special Thanksgiving meals you eat, anything like that?
No, we do the traditional turkey stuffing. I'm kind of thankful for that my mom continues to do my grandma's cream corn dish. It's not necessarily a casserole, but it's kind of a cream corn kind of thing. My grandma is not been with us for about 12 years, and I just always loved that growing up. So that always kind of reminds me that, because she would always bring that to Thanksgiving dinner. So I'm glad that my mom decided to continue to make that for the family. Just kind of gives that nice little memory of my grandma, since she's no longer with us. But that's kind of one thing I always look for. I also like to, one thing that I know my uncle likes to do is when we get to, you know, seconds or thirds or fourths, you know, late in the night, you know, we're pushing probably about 10 o'clock or so. My mom also makes handmade rolls, dinner rolls. And so about that time, it's like we're just kind of picking at the turkey and stuff like that. And then my uncle will make the rolls into sandwiches and put some turkey in the middle of it and just make dinner roll turkey sandwiches. And that's always kind of fun to watch. Yeah. Kind of a tradition that when it comes to the food and everything like that. Anything for yourself?
I more or less go there for the pies and cakes and all the desserts, because I know there's going to be leftovers. I'm more of a leftover type of person. I really enjoy Thanksgiving leftovers. So I really, the next day, the family day is more to me, you know, get sit around big bags of turkey and stuffing, cranberry sauce. I really like that, because I'm more of an untraditional family person. So I'm more or less the, hey, we need something to clear out our fridge. All right, I'll be over there.
Nice.
All right, just put the turkey in the bag. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of your, because I like to, you know, chop it up, make soup, or do everything different. You know, you got so much turkey that some people have so much turkey, you know, they just want to eat it sliced like that. Where I would make a turkey soup, or, you know, put it in a food processor, make some like a tuna sandwich, you know, like just turkey sandwich, but, you know, really processed down fine. So, like I said, Thanksgiving is more or less seeing the family, hanging out, or I hang out with them later on at night, but just hanging out and drinking. I'm not worried about eating. I'll eat later. Trust me.
Speaking of slicing turkeys, have you ever heard of the parody song called Slice That Turkey? It's a parody of Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice.
Anybody? Yeah. No, I never heard that.
You never heard that? No. Maybe we gotta include that in the show here, for an ending credit song. But it's pretty funny. You can find it, that people, if you want to listen to it, you can listen to it here after the show. It's pretty easy to find there on YouTube as well. But it's pretty funny.
All right. And I really hope you guys, I'm really thankful for you guys listening to the show, and especially on a Thanksgiving and with your families. But I want to thank you for that. Hope you all have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, yes. Thank you, everybody, for listening. For the people that have contacted us offline for feedback and everything, really want to thank you. We also want to be thankful to our host, the Trending Topics Network, for hosting us, where you can find all kinds of great other podcasts about wrestling, the WrestleCast, the European Uppercut Podcast, Spanish Announce Table, for example.
And
Blue Chat.
Lucha, the podcast that chats all about Lucha Underground and interviews the Lucha Underground stars, which is a crazy concept. Interview the people you watch? But
yeah,
and exactly. Today on Thanksgiving, it's NFL special, so get your picks in, NFL easy picks.
Yes, definitely.
But it looks like I'm going to get ready to eat up on some turkey and gobble down some beer. And I think I'm going to be fighting Chip the Fan tonight.
Exactly. I think a lot of people are going to be fighting the Chip the Fan.
So I think that's it for me. For you, yeah, Mr. Fofo?
I don't have anything else. Just get in contact with us if you're watching along or have any feedback about the show with our Twitter handle, What's On Fight. Same thing with email, whatsonfight@gmail.com. And that's all that I have for us.
All right. Let's get this. I'm going to get ready this turkey song you're speaking about. But I guess you could just we're getting the fight out of here.
We're going to get the turkey out of here.
All right. I'm a turkey. Waka 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 loo.
Stop, thaw it out and listen. The bird is ice and it's starting to glisten. Hunger grabs me so tightly. Smells so good, you know I wanna bite thee. I don't know, turn on the oven and my mouth will go to the extreme and rock my gut like a time bomb. Thank God for Pepto and a Heimlich from my mom. Another Thanksgiving dinner, gone for thirds and you feel like a sinner. Deadly, when I grab for the drumstick, I ate so much, it's word I'm gonna get sick. Chill out, you're gonna gain weight, you better hit the gravy before it's too late. If you're gonna pick out homes, don't rough it, check out the bird while I start to stuff it.
Slice that turkey. Come on, 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 slice that turkey.
I'm a holiday poet. My plate's clean in case you didn't know it. Uncle Fred's making weird sounds. Enough to shake and kick holes in the ground. And my drink's about to spill. And I know that I've had my fill. If you're gonna pig out, fly, don't starve it. Check out the breast while I start to carve it.
That turkey. Come on, slice that turkey. Come on, slice that turkey. Come on, slice that turkey. Come on, slice.
We losing our belt buckles. Oh, word to your butterball.
Okay.